Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll talk about BizTalk services. Now, BizTalk's been around for, man, at least 15 years. I remember going to some training in Los Angeles once to learn about BizTalk in another life, it feels like. But at any rate, BizTalk services is basically BizTalk in the cloud. And what is BizTalk? Well, think that you're trying to integrate two systems that were never intended to talk to each other, and you needed to get them to talk to each other as quickly as possible. Well, you could write a lot of custom code, or you could employ BizTalk and allow it to integrate between these two systems. I believe it's called like enterprise application integration, making two systems work together, never intended to work together. So let me give you a good example. You have a partnership between two companies. You've got an order taker, some front-end company that has a strong brand image, and then behind the scenes they're outsourcing fulfillment to another company that's kind of behind the scenes. And how are these two companies going to commute with each other? When a new order comes in, how do we push it then to that other company? There's a billion different ways to do that. But what if one company, the order taker, has some really old mainframe system to take orders, and the fulfillment company has the latest technology that it uses to actually fulfill orders? So you can spend a lot of time, again, writing custom code to make that, to glue those two systems together, or you could just employ BizTalk. And so BizTalk will do more things than just take a message and pass it along. It'll perform transformations on the data, so it'll take the output from one system, it'll clean it up, it'll reformat it so that it can be ingested easily into the other system. And it can be also used for orchestration. So first do this, grab the file, clean it up, do this other process on it, upload it via FTP to another server. And I think it can also accommodate two-way communication as well. I'm just kind of talking about one-way communication up to this point in my slides. However, it also has the capability of enabling electronic data interchange, which is a standard, or rather a set of standards around exchanging data for specific industries. So I think there's like, I'm going to guess 30 different specifications or so. For example, if you're in the agriculture business and you want to send data between two systems, well, there's a set format defined for interchange of agriculture information versus automotive information and things of that nature. And so basically at a very high level, BizTalk Services knows how to connect a lot of enterprise-y systems together and to make them work. And that's really, in a nutshell, what BizTalk Services is. And I'm not going to go into it any more than that. Maybe you can find some use for it in your organization. But let's continue our whirlwind tour of other Azure services in the next module. See you there.